The 10 o'clock hour of Lily and Pouch with Steve the Homer Truin is our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better, begins now. We'll get back to the rookies in a little while, but I want to get to something that you have quite frankly been, I don't want to say annoying me with, because that's strong.
Rodgers?
No, not Rodgers, although that was... I guess I should have been prepared for that when we
Giannis?
Started the show. No, not that either. Jair. This is the this has been a longer running drama than Law and Order on NBC, it feels like. It is not quite that long, but it has been going on now. If you go back to the 2023 season with his injuries and his one-game suspension for appointing himself team captain in Carolina... And then last year and the frustration Matt LaFleur showed with his cornerback's availability or lack thereof. And now here we are, May the 5th. Jair Alexander is still on the roster, but as Matt LaFleur confirmed, he's not actually doing the on-field work of the off-season program, phase one and two practices. And that's because they don't know what the heck they're going to do with him. Homer, I feel like every time I'm on the Homer Hour, we're talking about him. Do we think that there is an end in sight here? Because I don't know when it's going to be.
Yeah, this is all about maybe Rodgers is the same way with Pittsburgh. There's a time frame in here that to you and to people that follow this sport closely, it's not the norm. That's why when you say that, it means me more than other people because the rest of us don't follow these kind of normal patterns. Normally, a team does not allow Rodgers to do what Rodgers is doing. That would be Pittsburgh. And I would say this seems the same way with Jair, which could very easily be answered that they're waiting to a certain date or they're not getting what they want and there's no rush.
They're definitely not getting what they want. Like, had they gotten an offer that they liked in terms of some sort of trade, they would have traded him by now. Like, if they had gotten a fourth-round pick for him, he would be on someone else's roster.
And no one can know that for sure, but you're very comfortable in saying that.
So that I am very even comfortable if, saying that, yes.
Even if he does come back to play, you will say however it works out. Let's say it worked out great for the Packers. You would say... Everybody should know how lucky the Packers were because they didn't anticipate. Otherwise, they didn't.
Right,
if a team had made an offer, he'd have been gone.
Right,
and he
so
wouldn't
if
be
he,
here.
If he ends up, they reach an agreement on some sort of adjusted contract, and he ends up playing for them this year, and he stays healthy, and he plays like the guy he's been previously. The Packers will be thanking their lucky stars that no one was willing to give them what they wanted to trade him because they would have traded him by now. On the flip side, they bring him back, whatever the salary ends up being, and if it's another year of we don't know if he's going to play from week to week and Matt LaFleur is getting frustrated, then they'll have gotten what they deserve for keeping him instead of just releasing him. But I keep going back to this. Brian Gutekunst coming out and publicly saying, well, if he's not going to be part of our team and not helping us win games, we want to get something for him because we've invested a lot in him. General managers don't talk like that. So for him to even put out the possibility that, hey, we are thinking about trading him and we'd like to get something for him was out of the norm there. Yeah. So now the fact that we're still sitting here with him on the roster and sort of participating in the off-season program, but not doing the on-field work. They don't want him to rupture his Achilles, and then they're on the hook for his entire 2025 salary, and he's going to be on the team no matter what. Like, that's what's going on here. And it is, you put it perfectly. It is completely out of the norm of how this stuff works. Half the time, you hear them try to be the good guys and say, well, we released player X, when we did, so he'd have an opportunity to catch on somewhere else. He's not part of our plans. We wanted to do, out of respect for him, we released him now so he could find a new team. That is not what has happened here at all. At all.
Why haven't other teams been interested?
Because I don't think they trust that at $16 or $17 million, they want to acquire him and then be on the hook for that salary with the events of the last 2 years. Again, Tausch likes
to tease. How could they get him for less?
He would have to agree to a restructured deal, or, and this is what I believe most teams said, we'll just wait him out, and then they'll release him, and then we can sign him to a different contract.
Right, but then I'm competing with all the other teams.
That's true, you are, but again, I don't think, based on his track record, any team over the, what's happened the last years. Look, the guy, as I keep saying, is a fantastic player when he plays. But I don't think any NFL team wants to go in and say, all right, we're willing to pay this guy $17 million based on how the 23 and 24 seasons went for him. I just don't. That's why they don't want to trade for him. So if you're wondering why we're at this kind of standstill, why the Packers may end up keeping him, it's because he may have more value to them than anybody else because they're not getting anything for him to this point. And I don't know if they ever will. So, look, if he turns out to have a season like he did in 2020 or in 2022, then God bless them. They will have lucked out immensely because they were ready to move on. And I know multiple reporters have taken some grief on social media for saying he was gone and he's still not gone. Well, the Packers' intention was for him to be gone. The fact that he's not gone tells you about the market. And when I talk to all my favorite NFL executives, who Tausch likes to tease me for knowing who they are, they were all over the map on what they could get for him, including one who said they're going to have to release him. No one's going to trade for him. And right now that guy's the one who's right.
Wow.
Wow, what?
Well, was that said with some confidence, or when it was
yes.
said, did everybody
now,
knucklehead,
again,
he's always wrong.
No, another one said, you know, I said, well, do you think they can get a sixth or a seventh? And he said, if that. A third one said, I would start by asking for a third round pick, and then I would settle for a fourth or a fifth. Well, that guy clearly was wrong.
I'm wrong. I think he's worth that.
Not with his track record of the last 2 years and with his salary in their estimation.
Yeah, the salary's the big thing.
But if you look, to me, I would take a chance on him because if you have him healthy and happy, he is a damn good football player.
Right, I'm going to pay eight or whatever, and then you get so much per game played. But
yeah. Again, we'll see if the Packers reach a deal on that. But as of now, on May 5th, he is still on the roster.
So can they reach a deal, and then with that deal, then trade him?
Yes, but I think generally speaking, if there were to be a trade, they would then have his agent, John Thornton, negotiate a new contract with the team he's being traded to.
Okay.
So they would do the negotiating. They don't want the Packers doing it for them. There's no indication that that's...
There just seems to be a pretty easy way to get him moved. Unless...
Yeah, release him. Cut him. That's the way to get him moved.
No, and get something for him.
Yeah, I don't think that part's easy.
I agree with you. The biggest part is changing the contract. All right, so we're going to get a sixth. And, you know, but you're going to, the agent, you got to talk to whoever it is to set up a new deal. I mean, this isn't that hard, right? They're going to pay you $8 million and so much per game. No, we're not going to do that. Really?
Right. Because in Jair's case, what does he want? If the Packers don't want him or he doesn't want to come back or both, then what he wants is the freedom to be just flat out released.
Oh.
And then he gets to pick whichever team is willing to pay him the most or whichever team gives him the best opportunity to fit in well. Or if it's the Carolina Panthers, he can go home to Charlotte, which is where he grew up. Like, if you release him, he has all the other 31 teams to choose from.
Then that's what we've said. Then that just seems, everybody should know, that seems the most likely thing. That's what he wants.
Which is, well, I don't know what
it's not what
he
the
wants.
Packers want, but you can't get a team to, you know, to agree, all right, we'll give you half what. And Jair's like, forget that. If I'm going to take less, I want to decide where I'm going.
Correct. That, you just distilled it down to what it all comes down to. Right there. That's what it is.
And I'd be
if I'm going to have to take less than what I'm supposed to be making, I want to dictate where
and
I'm.
And there's no reason for the Packers to rush to release him. Might as well hold on to the bad car and see if somebody's willing to buy it.
Correct.
Right? Right. Yes. Yeah. So when will they, if you were judging all that you know and that you explained perfectly, what's the likely day? Is there a likely day of release?
I would think that they would want to either, you know what, or get off the pot by the week of training camp.
Okay.
Like, if he's going to be here.
We got all summer of Giannis and Jair Alexander.
Right.
All right.
Well,
but
Aaron
no,
Rogers,
if you understand the dynamics that Jason just explained, there's no angst that should exist. Everybody should realize they're going to release him. Don't count on him. And if it's wrong, but understand the reality and the dynamics are like, after this discussion, I feel back to 98% that he's not playing here again.
Well, maybe he decides, and this is why we are where we are. Maybe he decides, you know what, the best situation, I'm with Xavier McKinney, I'm with Keyshawn Nixon, I like Jeff Hafley, maybe staying here isn't so bad. And he agrees to the same type of adjusted contract, but with the Packers. I don't know. The only other thing I would add is it feels to me like this can't go on with this awkward, oh, you're still on the team, but we don't want you to take part in on-field work. That can't go on all the way through June and the mandatory minicamp, can it? Because, again, this doesn't normally happen.
It wouldn't make sense. That would mean that there's something that you don't like about him. Like, I don't know. Answer that.
Yeah, that's the part that doesn't make sense. So, again, we'll have to wait and see how this plays out.
So they don't want him around?
I'm not saying they don't want him around. They don't want him getting hurt on their watch.
Oh.
So I wouldn't go so far as to say they don't want him around, but they don't want him running around on the Don Hutson Center field turf.
When will he start running around?
I don't know. Once they decide they're keeping him for certain, and they reach a deal on an adjusted contract.
When's the first time he'll be asked
to run
around?
Well, they already have had on-field work, and he didn't do it. So that's what I'm saying is that, again, we're in a place where how often do you have a guy who's still on your team and you basically say, hey, we don't want to risk you getting hurt. They don't say this explicitly. We don't want to risk you getting hurt and then being on the hook for your whole salary.
Well, and then
this year.
I ask them, well, if you're at that level, just release him now.
Correct. This is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I was a little slow to get it. But now you're even more, you are more confused now than ever before in this Jair thing based on what's happened recently.
Yep.
We don't want him running around.
Okay. We don't want him blowing out his Achilles on our watch. Yep.
So with all this discussion about this or about Giannis, to me, it's always in the proper context. And the context that people should have in listening to you is, in all likelihood, it appears that he's not going to play for the Packers. And it's just about when this is going to happen. But there's always the chance I could be wrong. But people need to understand that chance is very small. And if it changes, I'll let you know. And it won't be based on whatever story comes out by somebody about these are the options or whatever. The story that needs to be out now is that Jason Wilde is more surprised than ever before since he wasn't around in his shorts to run around a little bit.
Yeah. If they both agree, if the Packers say, okay, this is what we're willing to pay you, and then we're willing to structure it of if you play in all 17 games, you get roster bonuses for each game.
They're going to want him to run around time with his teammates.
If you're going to keep playing, we would like you to be taking part in the offseason program. And Jair has to reach a point where he says, you know what, this is better than the other options that are out right. there. I love Xavier McKinney. He's been talking to me when we're working out together.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that, you know what, I'm going to give this another try. I'm going to forget the fact that the head coach was so frustrated with me. There's a lot of pros to staying here. I'm going to accept the adjusted contract. I'm going to bet on myself. I'm going to stay healthy all year. I'm going to make all that money back in game-to-game roster bonuses for being active, and we're all going to live happily ever after. That could still happen. No right. one is ruling it out. But right now, we're in this weird purgatory where he's not taking – he's still on the team, but he's not taking part in the offseason program at the team's behest, at least on the on-field part.
Are there other players like that? Are there other players in that group,
no.
or is he a loner?
No. If you're on the team, they want you out there.
Unless you had an injury, they don't want you to
– Correct.
Further the
Well, that seems – it seems complicated. What is much simpler, though – is knowing that Quick Trip gets it. Whether you're craving fresh coffee, a tasty bakery treat, or a quick grab-and-go meal or snack, Quick Trip is your go-to. The food is here. The Quick Trip has a variety of apps and meals ready when you are. If you want to make your next meal a little less ordinary, head to Quick Trip, where they're serving up their legendary No Ordinary Chicken. Juicy chicken tenders or boneless wings. They're hand-breaded, fried to perfection. And ready to go. Or grab Quick Trip's crispy chicken sandwich. Perfect for a quick bite. Plus, there's their 8-piece fried chicken meal that feeds the whole crew. And that's not the only deal that's going on. You got white bread for 99 cents. Kitchen Cravings boneless pork loin chops for only 99 cents. And Quickery Bratwurst 5 for $2.99. Download the Quick Rewards app and take advantage of all the Quick Trip has to offer. Quick Trip rewards on every visit. Plus, you can order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time. More Wilde and Tausch with Homer as our cousin sub of the day. Still ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you. Metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can't.
All right, I have lost control of the clock, which happens somewhat frequently. Usually it's Tausch's fault, but we were having a good conversation today about Jair. So in an effort to get to Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank, which is an interesting addition. Because we're going to use your tweets in order to play it. How have you? How are you using Twitter nowadays? There was a time where I was a little concerned about the level of usage you had. It seems now you've just sort of put things out into the realm of social media, and then you just sort of let them sit, as opposed to getting into debates or arguments, which I think is an improved approach by you.
Yes, that's the one change I've made. When people show no respect for my opinion, even if they disagree, that I just block them and then move on. And I want to emphasize, when people say this is wrong, this is whatever, then I can take all of that. But no, if it's you're the stupidest person or whatever, then
I've never said that.
No, I haven't blocked you. I don't think.
You went from following everyone who followed you to now right. blocking people.
But I haven't blocked. Say I blocked 20 or 25 people, and I have thousands on both sides. So to say that, but your analysis of my approach, yes, those were people that I might have spent time trying to change.
Convert, yeah.
Convert, mm-hmm. yes. I don't waste any time. If somebody has a thought that's worthy of additional discussion, then I will continue to debate. But those debates that seem to be the most
no
passion,
upside,
yeah, well, not no upside, but the most passion have ended because I have ended being a part of them.
I think it's been a good decision by you.
I have not gone back to wanting the dog to be into the Brewers Walk of Fame, anticipating Hank? Possibly that Hank. Yes. Oh, this I can't believe they haven't put him in the Walk of Fame. Come on, how many families and kids that go over there want a picture and stuff? I mean, the Walk of
Hank
Fame
is. I mean, first of all, Hank is no longer with us, right?
Doesn't matter. You still have a picture of him.
Some speculated Hank wasn't with us for a long time. And
there were rumors, but I don't think those were accurate.
Deception
the
going on.
Yeah. But
lied
like
about how much a hot dog costs for
at the
season.
University at the University of Georgia, they they rotate through the Bulldogs once one retires or passes away.
I think
away,
the Brewers should have done that, but they haven't. So I don't. People love animals.
You've had
kids
far
there,
worse
families.
Ideas than this,
had,
I have to be honest.
Hank,
I take
Hank
that
Jr.
as a compliment. Thank you. Yes, you could have, but whatever. You still have, I mean, the Walk of Fame is what is whatever. You know, it's like the Hall of Fame.
Are you saying you want like a taxidermified version of Hank?
No, just picture. Like, no, I don't know. A actually, picture or statue. Something that people can go to and take a picture of. And I guarantee you,
the
line would be so huge.
We're on to something. Instead of just having Hank as the legend that lives on, they should get a new dog and name it Robin or Vuk.
Yeah.
Dogs
Hank
after
the dog
Brewers
should
legends.
Be in for starting this history. In the Walk of Fame. And then, yes, you should always have a team dog.
Someday
people love it.
Prince will be there someday.
Yes. And then you can have
JJ.
A contest. People pick the dog. And then the dog would die, and you'd have this funeral with 50,000 people showing up. You bring your own dog when you go to the dog funeral. Yeah, what would be the first dog is going to be Robin, right? That's a given.
No, you got to have Robin.
No, that's not. No, the first dog. Robin would say this.
You.
The first dog is Uke. Yes,
yeah,
it's. Gotta I apologize.
Uke is the next dog. Yeah.
Yeah, but it should be Robin because, but Robin would say no. It's got to be Uke. So yes, they need a dog.
All right. Cooper.
You can and you
oh, there's so many of
Benji. Right.
There's a lot of good dog names as Brewers legends. Yeah.
And you could partner with the Wisconsin Humane Society. You could get more dogs adopted.
I'm all in.
This is. I'm glad we have you today. I was not feeling the same way at the start of the show, but I'm glad we have you now.
I think that's a compliment. Thank you.
Speaking of his crazy tweets, though, we have cultivated a few of them, and they will be part of.
And I just want to emphasize this. I'm going to interrupt on. They're not meant to be crazy, and I do get irritated when people think I make it up or do it for effect or clickbait or whatever they call it. No. I'm stupid. Just maybe explain why you think it's a stupid opinion.
But don't say it too mean-spiritedly because then you'll get blocked. Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank, utilizing Homer's tweets, is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Continuing with Steve the Homer True is our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. It is time now for a little Take It to the Bank, the Homer Tweet Edition, presented by Associated Bank.
I am proud of my tweets. I want you to know that.
I'm sure you are.
I don't think anyone ever questioned you weren't proud of your tweets, Homer.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Good, okay. Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank and Homer on X, or Twitter, as we all still call it. So we will review Homer's tweets from the last week-ish, and we'll see if Homer still wants to take those to the bank and if Jason agrees. So here, first up, in light of the Lakers' loss in Game 5 to the Minnesota Timberwolves to get eliminated from the postseason, and also in light of the ongoing Bucks offseason decision to make on Giannis, Homer tweeted, "I will take Doncic for Giannis, don't care how fat he is." Homer, you want to take that to the bank still?
Every bank in the world.
Was that posted before?
But that's based on the premise of it, that if Giannis was going to leave and we need, and you need to trade him. I don't want to trade Giannis for Doncic, but in terms of what might be available if he wants out, I think that would be a perfect fit for both.
So that was posted...
It was Friday morning.
On Friday.
Homer woke up and said, I know what I need to tell the world today.
No, he was probably at Ted's having breakfast.
Might have been, yes. And everybody else is always invited to go to Ted's to have breakfast. I'll help you with the cost. Was based on they were making fun of Doncic about he needs to lose weight and all that kind of stuff. J.J. Redick. Crazy man. Shut up. Tell people about in order to win more, we got to have people in better shape. That's for the world. That's for you and Doncic.
Yeah, yeah. When Mike McCarthy did that to Eddie Lacy, he was never the same again after that. I would agree. I will take that to the bank with this caveat. I don't understand. I feel like I understand that you're much more concise than I am. But that probably deserved the caveat of if Giannis demands to be traded, I will take Doncic for Giannis. Yeah,
well, put up the 9 tweets before that when I discussed all the things about. You know, if you haven't listened to and followed any of my tweets, then that's on you, not me.
No, it's not. That's not how Twitter works. People don't go back in your timeline and examine all the other previous tweets.
You don't read chapters 1 through 8 to get to 9.
The people that have followed me on a regular basis, I care about them. The other people that are just joining now, I don't have much concern about them not understanding. And if they want to understand, they will, and some have. Some did respond in certain ways, and I responded to them.
I would also add, so you posted this after the Lakers lost in the first round of the playoffs. So nothing that you saw from Doncic as a Laker prevented you from saying that you would take him.
Yes, if of all the deals that might be made available, if in fact Giannis wants out, this to me seems the best.
But we all agree that no matter what the deal is, it's not going to be good enough.
Correct.
If it comes to this.
Right. I want Giannis to stay. Everybody should want him to stay. He's a great player and a great human being. What's better in the world out there than Giannis? But yeah. I understand. And if Giannis, my only concern about Giannis is if he wants to stay, I'm worried about how smart he is. Why would you want to stay? They got nothing in their bound. They have all these restrictions that exist because they went out of their way. They've been incredibly unlucky. They've done nothing wrong. How did you know Giannis would get hurt? How did you know that Lillard would get hurt? Everything's gone bad. They've done it, but there's now at a point where any objective person would go, why would he stay?
We got two more of these to do.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, next tweet. Doc Rivers is, all caps, not going to get fired. Move on.
I like the ellipse, by the way, with only two dots and no spaces.
Then in all lowercase, someone suggested move to president of B-ball operations. That would seem possible. Take it to the bank, Homer. Doc's not getting fired.
Take it to all the banks.
Especially associated
this
bank.
This one, I have to admit, I mean, there's the possibility that I could be wrong because they could decide to do that.
Thanks for admitting that.
But, well, the other one, I'm not wrong. I mean, I would do Doncic for Giannis.
Sure, I understand.
Can't be wrong.
It's just your opinion.
This, you're right. This, I'm not in a position, but I would be shocked. I also said in another, do you get the other tweet where I said I'd hire Malone?
No, again, I'm not I'm not going through the entirety of your timeline
to see all
the other things you've said.
How can you say go get Malone and also Doc's not going to get fired, move on?
Well, I'm not in charge. the people in charge will not get rid of Doc.
One is you saying you would hire Malone.
Right, because I think Malone is the best coach in the league. And Denver, why they did what they did, don't know and don't care. And Doc is a good coach, but he's not Malone. It's rare that you would have the ability to get a coach of his caliber.
I am not taking this to the bank because I have no idea what they're going to do. I will say this. I know they lost yesterday to the Pacers, who I don't root for teams, as you well know, but I kind of at times root against teams. They are obnoxious. They are a lot to take. Did the Bucks have a chance to hire Kenny Atkinson? Because he sure seems to know what the heck he's doing.
Yes.
Long-time NBA
belief
assistants.
That again is on Giannis.
Yeah, he seems to be pretty good at this. Next.
Yes.
All right, last up and take it to the bank, Homer's Tweets Edition, presented by Associated Bank.
This was such a good idea. If I'm going to take it to the bank.
Never thought I would see it or say it. The Bucks just equaled the Packers' loss to Seattle like another boat matching the Titanic.
I think this is one of my top five ever.
It was. Oh, they were down 3-1 in the series. It's
Again. I can't help people that don't understand the nature of the game has nothing to do with the importance of the game, because an importance of a game is determined totally by your fandom, not by the importance of the game. If you're a Bucks fan, that was way more important than the Packers losing to Seattle the way they did, because you don't follow the Packers or care about them. Now, in terms of the importance of the game, clearly Seattle to the Packers was more important.
Yeah, it was a trip to the Super Bowl.
But
on
the nature
line.
Of the loss, it was so hard. It wasn't possible for the Packers to lose. I'm watching the game. Game's over. They won. And I did the same thing. 40 seconds left. They're up 7. And I was amazed because I thought they would lose in overtime. And then Trent has this historic performance that should be among the great memories in Bucks history, even if they don't win the series. I saw it, and I still can't believe it. It was identical to the Packers in the Seattle, and because I don't think in my life there have been two other games. Well, Ben's eighth grade team won a game once that I don't understand how they won, but that doesn't really rank, and no one cares.
It should.
Those are the two. No, it shouldn't. Those are the two. He didn't even know he won the game. Most bizarre sports experience in my life. And Ben, nice shot. You won the game. He goes, I did? I wondered why everybody was coming up and saying, saying, way to go, Ben. How do you make that up?
Like another
possible
boat matching the Titanic?
Yes, exactly, because there's never been another Titanic, and this was exactly the same.
No. First of all, the Bucks were definitely not advertised, especially without Damian Lillard, as unsinkable. Secondly, they were down 3-1 in the series. All this would have done was prevent them from losing the series that day. Without Dame,
true,
they probably weren't. Even if they force a game six, even if they win a game six in Milwaukee, I don't think they're winning the series. So, no, I am not taking this to the bank.
I didn't think you would.
I understand it was an epic collapse in the final 40 seconds, spearheaded in part by the guy that saved their bacon during the overtime. Gary Trent Jr. makes 4 three-pointers.
Right, yes.
But also has 2 turnovers that cost them the game.
Right, he pulled a Bill Buckner.
He totally Bucknered that ball.
Yeah,
yeah.
Big
yes,
time Buckner.
Yes. Yeah.
Which so I love to mention because Rory McIlroy had 2 Buckners and still in the end hit the game winning home run.
It's so true.
I knew this was the third one coming up because I knew you were going to destroy it. They needed to have one in which there is no bank in the world that you would.
The stakes of losing in Seattle, I mean, it changed how a bunch of legacies are viewed, including the quarterback, the head coach, and the GM.
It was
this
also
one,
the NFC Championship, not the opening round.
You've continued to emphasize
game
that point.
Five
I tried
of the
to
opening
explain
round.
It, and
it wasn't
I'm not going to be able to.
Seven
I'm not
of
even
the opening
gonna,
round.
I'm not even going to attempt to explain
you
it again,
shouldn't.
Which I
you,
did.
It's indefensible.
All right, fine.
Next. We still have one more segment left in the 10 o'clock hour. So more Wildy and Tausch with Uncle Homer. Stick around.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Perplexed by the final tweet of Take It to the Bank that I forgot to tell you about Associated Bank. So let me do that here. They've been with us from the beginning. Such a great partner. And they've been with the Packers since their beginning, way back in 1919, as opposed to our beginning, which was 2016, coming up on our ninth anniversary as a show. But doesn't matter whether it's 1919 or 2016 or 2025. Associated Bank has always prided itself on its outstanding customer service, and that continues to this day. Early pay. Get access to your money up to 2 days early with your direct deposit from your employer. Credit monitoring. Make sure that your credit score is where you need it to be, keeping an eye on that for you. And, of course, fraud protection. I experienced that myself. There was an attempt on my information. Associated Bank made sure it was all taken care of and my money was safe with them. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more about all the great perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer and to find out more about Packers checking, Badger checking, and Brewers checking, which are also available at Associated Bank. The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch with Homer is our cousin sub of the day. Starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.